Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
It's Puck, the Doom Trickster. You're not going to remember me.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
Wind Shear, full of hot air and out of time.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 18, White Elephant, Issue 2, Shattered Figures. On the cover, the muscled, meaty figure of a villain hangs off the side of a statue of the Striped Eagle, invoking classic images of a giant gorilla climbing a skyscraper. At the feet of the statue, our heroes strike unfamiliar poses. Wind Shear stands, fingers pressed against his temple, clearly focusing mental energies. Frequency squats like a wrestler ready to fight a villain of any strength. Sokotoa hovers over the ground, slightly out of control. Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim this is part of the Falcon Down event.
We get a big panel of this crystal ball swirling with the faces, the confused and bloodied and bruised faces of our heroes. And we have a text bubble. Little heroes with their little plans. What do you do when all your precious powers no longer belong to you? And we're just going to catch up on what had happened. Meathead is on the stairs of City Hall. He has just shot the head off the Striped Eagle statue. Wind Shear, Frequency, and Sokotoa are very near this and have definitely seen it happen. What do you guys do?
There's like a second of Wind Shear just turning towards it, and just he gives a nod and takes a step forward and then nearly collapses, and then just like focuses his energy and just like mind over matters, and his face goes entirely blank again because he's got that emotion control power and he's just focusing it on himself. He doesn't know he's doing that, but he's like just pushing down the physical pain.
Okay, you're going to have to unleash your powers for that.
I thought that was a possibility, but I was hoping it wouldn't be.
And just to remind everybody, he's rolling minus conditions marked.
Well, then I rolled a negative one. Nope, I rolled a zero.
Cool.
So that's good.
Go ahead and mark potential. Frequency, how are you feeling over there?
I think I'm starting to collect myself a little bit more now. And so... So we're near City Hall, right? We're seeing this going on.
There's like a circle in the middle of Center City, the statue being at the center, City Hall being at like 12 o'clock. Mm. Let's say you guys are at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
But I think, I'm starting to feel better at least a bit. I think I'm going to sort of try reaching out and reconnecting with everything again. Mm-hmm. Like I'm testing the waters a little bit, like dipping my toe in.
And...
I stopped touching him.
You did. And you also walked away from him.
Yes.
So he's got space now. Okay. And your attention is somewhere else.
Yes. It's on the ground.
A lot of factors to aid the fact that Frequency, you do start to hear your clicking, whirring, buzzing stuff again.
Okay. That makes me feel much better. I don't say that to anyone, but I'm okay.
I've and you're bubble. Also not feeling so hopelessly depressed.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
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 And what do you do? So Meathead is on the stairs, and he's starting to walk down towards you guys. He knows who he's there for, and he's coming for you.
Okay. Well, guys, it looks like we're going to need to fight this. I don't know what's going on with our powers, but let's do this. And I'm going to stand like I'm getting ready to just zoom into the air.
Okay.
And fly up in the air and get ready for this awesome fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's that go?
Probably not very well.
Yeah. So we get this panel of like Frequency's chest like puffing out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like he's the most heroic stance right now. It's like iconic Superman, like Rocket Man kind of chest out stance. Like, I'm going to zoom out of this. So your chest is all puffed out and you're ready to take off. And you kind of, and nothing happens.
Yeah, I kind of do like, I don't jump, but I
like try. Yeah. And nothing happens.
So it's, hey, Sokotawa, how'd you fly?
Sokotawa, it does hear Ben, but doesn't answer because he's now, like, his eyes return to, like, a normal color. And he now realizes what he's just done and isn't okay with it.
He's freaking
like,
out.
Like, he's starting to, like, hyperventilate a little bit. Like, what did I do? How did I get here?
And Isaac's going to crawl out of your bag because he can unzip it. And he's going to crawl out of your bag and up onto your shoulder. And he's going to touch your face with his little tiny hand. And he's comforting and supporting you in your moment of need.
I feel Isaac's paw on my face. And he's on the same side as Ben. So I turn to him and I'm like, okay, all right, let's take care of this guy.
Listen, hey, Ben, this isn't like cheat games in a VR space, and it has editor's note pointing back at the volume for how Winshire would have any idea what that means.
Yep.
He didn't go fly cheat mode. It's our powers aren't working right. There's something wrong with them. I can feel things. I can feel Sokotoa. Can I feel things? Can I feel emotion things?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Sokotoa's, you're freaking out. You don't know how you're doing this. You, Ben, something changed for you a minute ago when I stepped away. Our powers aren't just gone. Our powers are changed. So if Sokotoa's flying now, then that's what we got to work with. And if your powers are gone, something else is going to come along, man. Okay? So it's not our powers that make us heroes. It's making the decision that we're going to do something about it.
And in that moment that you've been giving this heroic speech that I'm sure you can take a point for because you're giving a speech about heroism.
I can provoke with a roll. But using superior instead of using savior instead of superior.
Okay, we're going to hold that because okay. In the time that you were giving this big elaborate speech and everybody's feeling all moved and heartwarming, Meathead has walked right the fuck up to y'all and is about 2 feet away like, oh, that's touching. You going to fight or what? And we're going to cut to Puck. Where are you?
So I had previously thrown myself into alcohol. Can I unmark one of my conditions? Mm-hmm.
That would be easy relief, I believe.
So we join Puck, or we join John, because he's not Puck, as he is pushing through one of the revolving doors into the WPRT radio headquarters. Ooh. And he points at the first guy in a suit he can see, who is clearly just a security guard. And he's just like, Jacques Chaz, you want to see my face? This is what my face looks like. Yeah. And he points to someone else and he just realizes that's obviously not, and he's just like, bring me to Jack Chaz. I need to see him now. We have a meeting.
And the guy who you're originally pointed at has gone blind.
What?
His power that he received was blindness and hypersensitivity to psychic awareness. So he's just sitting there, not paying attention to you at all, staring off into space, looking at something else in his brain. He doesn't even acknowledge you. He is busy.
Okay. Then if he doesn't acknowledge me at all, then I'm going to stick my tongue out at him and just be like, ugh, you guys smell terrible.
And it's a big snake tongue. It's like forked. It's like,
you guys smell terrible. And he's just like stumbling around. John doesn't hold his alcohol well.
He's also a snake. You're going to stumble through. You're going to encounter one other person who has inherited the power of an elemental form. They spontaneously become water. And they see you coming at them and they freak out and just become an immediate puddle on the floor.
he's going to stop. And he's been like pointing at people, just being like, and he just stops and he's like, you people are all weird. I'm leaving. I'll be back later. And he's going to just turn around and stumble back out of the building.
You're not only stumbling, you're slipping in this dude that's a puddle on the floor. Your joints aren't real.
Yeah.
You're just falling and you're drunk.
Wiggly.
Yeah, you're very wiggly.
Yeah.
And you threw your communicator, so God knows where your friends are. Cool. Yeah. Arcana, how's it going?
I'm back at my base. Nobody told me that the plans changed.
That's totally fine.
And so I'm just trying to move anything with my mind.
Is it not going well?
It's not really going well, no.
So the asset walks in to the room and he is swarmed by bees.
Oh, no.
Not in like a bad way. They're like friendly bees. He's covered in bees in like a way that suggests that he has control. He's not panicking or anything. He just walks out and he's got bees, like hundreds of bees. And obviously it's very startling, but he just walks out and are you at the computer or just sitting around doing something?
I'm concentrating really hard on throwing star.
Yeah. So you feel a hand on your shoulder and he just says, "Hey, Alina." And you open your eyes and see him covered in bees. What do you do? No, it's cool. It's fine. It's fine. I think something strange has happened with our powers.
You think? I can't do anything without... I can't use my mind to move things like I normally can.
And I've made about 1,000 friends.
I see that.
I feel we should try to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you propose that we start?
Let's check the cams. Check around the city and see how many people were affected, if only powered people were affected. And let's check the infrared scanners as well and see if we can find some hot spots of energy.
I don't think we even really need to go as far as to do hotspots. We just look at the first feed that we pull up and it is chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. You see a lot of people spontaneously using powers they've never had before. Alina, we need to go into deep recon mode. And he like spits a bee out of his mouth.
Oh, no. That one was my favorite.
He'll be fine. We got work to do. And he's going to like... encourage you to get up and go over to your wall of monitors and start looking for answers. Unless you want to call your team or anyone else.
Can I like assess the situation?
I would love that.
Okay. 5 + 3.
Awesome.
How could we best end this quickly?
You need to find the mysterious crystal ball lady.
Okay.
And destroy the crystal ball.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this person has done shit like this in the past. She's not a new person. And if you have any history at all, you can go looking around for the last time powers went awry and find something similar.
So I'm going to go through looking through the feed, kind of distracted, not remembering that Ramon was apparently in trouble. Oops.
I think a good segue for that could be like as she's looking through, it gets to like city center.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And and like the transition is it shows what she's viewing on the screen and the next panel is the same scene.
That's the screen shows Center City and our three currently present heroes and a big hulking muscular figure standing very close to them, threatening them. He doesn't even need his gun at this point. He's very close to you and could easily squish you like grapes. What do you do?
I turn right to that camera and I start waving at it and go, "Alina, we need your help." Because I can feel that she's looking at it. I can sense that she's accessing the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I would have come as soon as I saw you in peril.
Yeah, but comic relief is great.
Maybe there's a panel comic with the chair spinning.
Comic relief.
So Sokotoa sees the gun is the most distressing thing to him. He's been beaten up before, but the gun really scares him. So he's going to try to unleash his powers to take that gun and just like throw it in the air somewhere.
Okay. So you're going to reach out with your powers and try to...
And try to remove the gun from his hands and just like throw it up on top of some building somewhere that he can't get it.
Are you rolling to directly engage a threat?
Yeah, I guess so. I got a 10.
It's 10 on the dice. And then how many conditions do you have?
Zero.
Awesome. You got
it. So I got a 10.
Cool. Let us know how that goes.
The guy is holding the gun and you see the gun start to move forward and the guy is like trying to pull it back towards him. And it starts lifting him up off the ground. So either he's going to go with it or he's going to let go. And you see him kind of just be like, fine. And he lets go and drops back to the ground.
Yeah. He hits the ground in a very heavy 3-point stance and goes, he like cracks his knuckles and cracks his neck a little bit. And he's like, yeah, I didn't need that anyway.
So during this time that Sokotoa has been keeping him distracted, Windshear grabbed just like a piece of wood from the crate that he was formerly inside of and just like hefts it like a baseball bat and comes charging to the side of Meathead. And it's not the fastest charge because he's way slower than he normally is, but he's going to do that superhero thing and hit him with the stick as best as he can.
So you're going to directly engage a threat.
Yes.
But this would be your third roll.
This would be my third roll.
So you no longer have to roll minus conditions.
Well, that's good because I think my danger is already below one right now. Oh no, my danger is plus one.
Awesome.
Thank God for that. People are terrified of me. Thank God for that. All right, that is a 13.
Hell yes. What happens, Brandon?
To directly engage a threat, I pick 2 on a 10 plus. I'm going to resist or avoid their blows and create an opportunity for my allies.
Awesome.
When she like charges in with the bat, essentially. Well, the crappy bat.
Mm-hmm.
And just like slams it into the guy's ribs. And Meathead just swings an arm over and he ducks underneath and is just kind of like playing dodgy mode and just kind of like keeping his attention on him and going like, oh, you should have kept that gun, man. That was your chance. That was your one opportunity to have the drop on us. But we've got you now, you little son of a bitch. And then like the hand goes like right where his face was and his face is ducked down right then.
He's very confused right now. And that confusion is starting to turn to rage. He's getting real mad. He's never had this much trouble hitting a tiny target before.
Tiny targets.
Frequency, what are you doing?
Windshear gave an awesome speech before, and we just got to go in there and just kick ass. So I'm just going to, like, I've done it before. I'm just going to run in, like, just sort of jump on him. Just my most ferocious, but not very ferocious battle cry. And I'm just trying to just jump
You're
on
trying
him.
To figure out what new power you got.
I'm trying to figure out what new powers I have.
It's really cute.
That's actually what I'm doing.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that. That's precious. Well, you're rolling to directly engage a threat.
6.
Okay.
Yep.
So go ahead and mark potential.
Yippee. Unless one of us spends a team.
So right. So here's my pitch. You jump on top of his back.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm assuming he's like in this fight sort of hunched over. So I'm like,
so I'm worried this guy's going to turn around and wreck you. So I make the gravity around you very heavy. So when you jump on him, he's like, you actually bring him to his knees, which really shouldn't work.
Nice.
Because you're like, what, like 100 pounds?
Yeah.
And not only do you bring him to his knees, the cement underneath him just like caves and pushes him down. So he's now at like knee height, but the concrete is like 2 feet deeper, right?
And then, Frequency has to choose one of those four things.
And Frequency chooses one of those four things.
I want to avoid their blows.
Okay.
Smart. So he's going to be swinging at you and trying to hit, but he's so messed up because he's now 2 feet shorter.
It's like when you put a sticker on a bodybuilder's back and they're like trying to reach it.
Yeah.
Like,
that experience we've all had.
The muscles in the way. Yeah, he can't do it.
Something on my back.
His arms are just so big. He can't, reach. So he's reaching back trying to grab me, but he just can't.
Yeah, he can't reach you at all, but he can lift himself out of the hole and roll out of the thing. You have long enough to jump off, so you're not getting hit, but he's out of that hole pretty quick. We're gonna jump over to Alina. That's okay. On
nice.
The monitor.
Super strength. Nice. Super heavy.
Yeah, and we get this moment of elation on Frequency's face. Like, I found the thing. I did the thing. And we're going to jump over to Alina.
So I am suiting up, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this weird lizard person stumbling out of the radio station. And I don't know what it is about him, but I know that that is John.
He's sitting squatted on top of something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just sitting on something he keeps feeling around his head, feeling for something, and like he keeps looking around and trying to pull up a hood that isn't there.
Yeah, because at this point he has shed the hoodie, so he's just like not wearing a shirt. He's just snakeskin.
Ooh, nice.
And so I tell the asset that we're going to need to make a pit stop midtown. Can you fly the helicopter with those?
Yeah. And he's like hitting the bees out of his face. They just want to be his friends. And he's like not having any of it. He's like, yeah, suit up. And he puts on like a helmet, and they like all suck up inside the helmet.
Oh no.
And so he's got like a bee helmet, but at least they're not everywhere.
No, but they're obstructing his vision.
He controls them. It's fine. He can see.
Okay.
He just looks like a head full of bees.
Pretty much we just like hover real low and just snatch Puck, or at least attempt to grab him.
So
wait, you're flying a helicopter through the streets of a city?
It's everybody. Nobody's right. Noticing.
No, there's some guy on fire over there. Oh, and God. Like, you yeah. know, it's chaos. So drunk John Snake Man, you're wandering around and you feel like a yoink on the back of your neck, and you get hoisted up into the helicopter. How does that go?
I think, and he kind of like twists around, like his legs are still facing one way, but he twists his waist around. So he puts his hands on Alina's shoulders. He's just like, Alina, you're drunk. You shouldn't be flying a helicopter.
Oh, John, nice to see you. I'm glad I didn't
see me. Look at me. I'm hideous.
Weakness or vulnerability.
Yeah, it is. So when sharing a weakness or vulnerability, how does that go?
Do you think I'm losing or gaining humanity by this transition from Puck to Snake?
Tough questions.
And being drunk.
See, if you had just said, am I becoming a monster, I would say absolutely not.
John already knows he's a monster. That's the point.
Hey, well, it's nice to see that your insides finally match your outsides. Your outsides finally match your insides. And I chuck him on the chin.
So is that a yes or no?
No.
So what does that do?
Clear a condition. Okay. Shift mundane up and any other label down.
Okay.
All right. And now that Snake John is in the ship, where are you going?
John's going to kind of like look around and just be like, and like, he's like rubbing a finger in his ear. And he's like, is he? Do you hear bees? What is that? Was that buzzing? Is that something? Is there something wrong with the electricity?
No, we're fine. We just have to help, you know, our friends.
He just kind of stares at you, and then again he like reaches out to touch your face. And he's how come you're not a snake?
Perfect. And we're gonna jump back to city center where there's still a fight to be had. He no longer has a gun, but Meathead is very angry, like aggressively mad.
I'm gonna charge my burn.
Go ahead. Nice. Roll to charge your burn.
Let's do it. I got an 8. It says on a hit, hold 3.
Mark a condition on a 7-9, okay. I think.
He's gonna be angry.
Mm.
Nice.
Cool, but you have 3 burn.
I do have 3 burn, and with one of those burn.
I mean, I can jump on him again. Let's do it. Get back here, Meathead.
I think we get a panel that shows, like, that has Sokotoa charging up.
Yeah.
And in the background, Ben and Ramon are, like, clasping hands and going, like, yeah, super I'm not touching strength.
You. I'm not touching you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you go in for it, and he's like, nah, bro.
and just like, super strength. You got super strength. How cool is that?
I'm going to, with one burn, use elemental awareness, and I get to ask a question about the world around me, and I have to mark a condition as a result. So I'm going to ask if there's any large objects besides the statue, because that's bolted to the ground, that I can use to attack this, attack me dead.
The statue's head.
He's like approaching those two, or am I? Am I between Meathead and Ben and Ramon?
Meathead is definitely closer to Ben and Ramon. Ben would be the closest to him, having just rolled off of him. You were a couple of steps away from the action.
Okay, so I'm going to run over and grab the head of the statue. And then just, I'm going to throw it in the air first and then hold it and just like keep raising it higher. I'm going to try to like drop this thing on Meathead.
Cool. I believe that Sokotoa is releasing his beacon powers. So you are releasing your powers because you're using your aiming and you're also using your burn. So I'm going to have you roll to unleash your powers.
Whoa, I got a 9. On a 7 to 9, I am going to mark a condition instead of having this be unstable. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick up a third condition. I'm going to be insecure.
Cool.
And I care what people think.
So I take this, I line up this shot, and the head is like above the nearest like building. It's probably like 4 or 5 stories. Mm-hmm. And now I just need to make sure that he stays in that position. So I call to Ben and Ramon, and I'm like, guys, keep him there.
And Windshear's face is like exploding with emotion right now because he just felt 3 emotions suddenly come through really, really strongly from Sokotoa. And he just gets like this huge grin on his face and says, I think I just figured out my powers. And he just charges straight at Meathead. And, like, jumps in the air to clasp his hands around Meathead's face to try to hit him with some emotional sadness.
I'm going to say that's directly engaging a threat, good sir.
Okay.
I also want to run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a 3, 8. That's a 9.
9. Awesome. On a 7 to 9, you pick 1. Resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity, impress, surprise, or frighten.
I'm going to... It's tempting to take impress, surprise, or frighten because that feels right. But I think what I'm actually doing is create an opportunity because I'm keeping him in that spot.
Agree. So what is the feels he's feeling?
So I think we get a panel that just shows Ramon like clasping onto Meathead's head. And actually, it's forehead to forehead, because you got to have emotional connection with them. That's how you do it, because that's where the emotions are stored. So there's a panel that shows Windshear with his hands like just on the back of Meathead's neck and forehead to forehead, and he's just mumbling out, feel all of it. And surrounding them are just all of the images of his family from the previous world that he was from. And it just shows him, like, again, like, jumping and falling and, like, everything, every moment of him, like, being pulled away, of him on the ground sobbing and crying. And in this moment, I'd also like to cross off one of my future self things. Because awesome. One of those is they lost someone they cared about deeply. Mm-hmm. And I've held off on crossing that out because Windshear hasn't accepted that is true, but I think now
that he uses his grief as a weapon
that he had to face it to like use it in that way,
for sure,
which is also a little horrible.
We get this panel of an intense concentration, an intense look of concentration on Windshear's face, and this intense pain on the face of Meathead, and he's like, his face is all screwed up and he's red and he starts to cry and like he starts to let out like a guttural scream. We just see like a big bubble of like, ah, and on the face of Windshear we have like a single tear drop down his very concentrated face.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like Windshear, I feel like they've got that same, but like they're sharing
a
bubble.
Oh, you're both freaking out?
Yeah.
I was going to give you some control over it, but if you want to both freak out.
I think he's, because I also did not resist or avoid his blows, so he might be about to like grab me by the head and throw me through a building.
He's too busy. So he's going to latch onto your arms. So you're holding his head and he's holding your arms and you are both just screaming in agony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Frequency's going to take the opportunity provided by this moment of horror.
He runs in and he screams, "Cannonball!" And Frequency just jumps in the air to land on him and squish him.
You don't need to unleash your power or directly engage a threat because you don't have a power that's doing anything. So nice. You run and jump and you hold onto his back and you're kind of flopping like a cape in the wind.
Okay, that's not my new superpower.
And then the helicopter is going to
arrive.
And
yes, and then you see his curly hair just being lifted off of his forehead as you hear the... Alina steps out of the helicopter.
And John falls out of the helicopter.
Take a drunk, powerful blow, please.
So when I take a powerful blow, I may roll as though I had two fewer conditions.
There you go.
I'm going to do that. So 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. And on a 7 to 9, you choose one.
I think I have to provoke a teammate. He kind of looks back up from, I think he looks up at her from the, so I think we saw this battle happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so John had started to get his head like back in the game. But then as he stood up to like leave the helicopter, it all hit him again and he fell over. And so he looks back up at Alina and is just like, I'm clearly not in a position to fight. But you still have your powers. Go fight them. Do it.
Here's the issue. The asset has some things to do. So you're coming with me, whether you like it or not. So I basically drag his ass over to the field, prop him up against a tree, and I don't know.
You're gonna
say, "What's up, fam?"
And they busy, but I believe our Nova has a couple more burn. Would you like to get involved? Did you?
I guess, yeah. I'm just going to drop it.
And the head comes zooming down, gaining momentum as it falls, and it is going to crash into the skull of Meathead, and he is knocked out.
The panel right before it hits Meathead's head shows Windshear like pulling back from him so that he doesn't also get hit in the head.
So Windshear hits the ground and is collecting himself. He's still having a minute. And Meathead gets, cracked in the skull pretty hard, and he is knocked out. And when he hits the ground, it is hard, and there's like a boom as he hits the ground. But he is unconscious and no longer a threat. What do you guys do?
Can I take a powerful blow?
I feel, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Is this an emotional blow?
Yeah, I felt like I didn't resist, because I didn't choose to resist or avoid their blows. And so I want to be sure that I take full responsibility for not having done that. And I got an 8.
So...
And I'm going to just struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions.
All right. What are you marking?
I'm going to mark angry and guilty, because
that
brings up a lot. Yeah, that brings up a lot, and he's angry, and also he knows that was not good, that was a bad thing.
So we get a two-page spread of, like, an aerial view of the scene. We have a 2-foot crater in the ground. We have the statue of Striped Eagle strewn in pieces. We have Windshear on the ground having an emotional breakdown. We have John drunk.
He's like, standing back up. He's trying.
He's trying to stand back up, but his limbs are like slithery. And at some point he just falls over and starts to just slither. We have Frequency jumping up and down.
I'm like rolling my sleeves up, checking my skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Frequency's still trying to figure it out. Sokotoa is looking at his hands like, what even is this? And he's like glowing a little bit. And Alina is generally surveying the situation, taking stock of...
Yes. I say, okay, I think we're going to need to have a huddle. Can somebody go get Puck? He's the lizard over by the tree. You're going to need to help him. And then I go to Ramon and I just go, hey, buddy.
Hey.
How's it going?
I've got emotion powers. It's not great.
Oh, you got emotion powers? Like, you have powerful emotions? You what? Just feel things now?
No, I make other people feel things. And he's trying to, like, brave face that and kind of...
Oh. And then I see, I look over at Meathead and I go, oh.
He felt.
And then I look back at Ramon and I go, oh, no.
And he just kind of like nods and goes, it's not great. He wipes his face on the back of his arm. He takes Alina's hand to like help himself up and just like wipes at his face again and goes, but you know, we're getting it. We're figuring it out. And that's good. He's dealt with. What can you tell us? Did you get a new power?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
All right, we've got a couple. Puck, I guess, is a...
He's a lizard. He's a drunk lizard.
You're the one. You're drunk.
Drunk is a power?
No, it's not a power. It's...
Back in my day, it was a misdemeanor. Sokotoa flies now.
He flies?
He flies now. It's pretty great. And Ben is super heavy or something.
No. No, it only worked one time.
Oh.
Ben's kind of still working it out.
Do I look kind of green to you?
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Chartreuse.
So can I go over? I want to go over to Puck and just be like, hey, John. What happened?
I was on the docks. I was fighting bad guys, and then I was a snake. Snake. Snake.
Were you drinking?
Oh, that happened. Sorry. I tried to help. I tried to help the our friends. They live in the sewers. They were with all the rats and stuff.
I don't know what you mean.
There's people. I was trying to help them, and I couldn't. And so I found this is alcohol. And it was a bad idea.
Okay, well, as long as you know, I guess don't do it again, and don't turn into lizards if you can help it.
And in this moment, you see another cloud of smoke open on the top of City Hall. And this kind of, it's kind of a stagnant cloud. It just sort of raises this like white, filmy, misty cloud. And there is a projection of sorts on this cloud. And you see a woman, and she has long, dark hair, bright green eyes, long red fingernails. And she sits in a lavish red room with red curtains and a long red dress and long dark hair and green eyes. And she stares out at you. And she says, you can take my toys, but I still have the key to your powers. You barely survived the simplest of my pets. How do you expect to save your precious protean city? And then the cloud clears. And for the first time since you guys all switch your powers or have this moment, you start to recognize the chaos that's going on around you. Everyone is scared. Everyone has gotten new powers or are like otherwise in chaos. So you have somebody's on fire. Somebody is attached to a tree and like being absorbed by a tree. Somebody is has a rain cloud over their head and it's just raining on them. There's people screaming. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And you are at the center of a huge mess.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This episode was emceed by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at TheCatOnTheWall. Puck is played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.